She's our ace, our cleanup hitter, and our source for all things crew. She's Brewers reporter Sophia Minert.
And then he comes in, and it really did just change everything. So I think you can't the timing of the trade was weird, but it couldn't have worked out any better for them.
Sophia Minert on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is brought to you by Ewald Automotive. Shop the Ewald Automotive Group, home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile limited warranty on all new vehicles. Visit any of their 8 locations today, in-store or online at ewaldautomotive.com. Ewald Automotive, we make it easy.
Craig Karmazin in for Jen and Gabe. Chewy in for himself. Sophia in for herself. Good morning, pup, and good morning, Sophia.
Yes, my pup is saying good morning as well, but good to be on with you guys.
Are you and the dog in COVID protocols, and is this, like, so annoying? Like, did you feel like it was, like, back to normal and you had a normal job? Like, because Sophia has, like, the coolest, most unique job, and I know it's crazy, but, like, I feel like you're in the spot where other people are, where you're like, hey, it's kind of back to normal. I could actually start doing my job for real. And like, now is it back to craziness with everything going on with COVID and the Brewers?
I do think last week it started to feel a little bit like that. I think you thought, like a lot of people, that we were through the worst of it, right? They were extremely fortunate with how they were able to get through the shortened season last year. They did have Corbin Burnes on the COVID IL earlier, but even that was contained to just him. And so, you know, it started with Christian and Jace Peterson as a close contact. And then over the weekend, when it turned out to be a handful of relievers, that's when you were like, oh man, we're definitely not out of this yet. Right. And so I think it just was that reminder, that we're not through it. Fortunately, the guys who have tested positive, they've had mild symptoms, they've had mild cases. We're hoping, you know, they're all going to progressively get healthier and return to the team. So, I think like everyone else, you're like, man, I thought we were through this, but not quite yet.
Sophia, I saw that the Brewers have the best record in baseball since the All-Star game, but do they have a little bit of what the Bucks had to deal with as far as, to me, it just doesn't seem like they get the respect nationally. Is that right?
I think that's right. You could say, right, that, like, I think you could look at the trade deadline, right, of what happened on Friday. And it was far and away one of the craziest trade deadlines we might ever see for a long time. You know, there were 10 All-Stars that changed teams. You usually just don't see that kind of those kinds of transactions, especially that many at a trade deadline. And there were a couple circumstances that I think went into that, with the circumstances of certain organizations, contracts, division races, all of that. And yet, you know, so much of the attention was on what did the Yankees do? What did the Dodgers do, right? Some of the All-Stars that changed teams. There wasn't a lot of conversation about what the Brewers did. And, you know, picking up an All-Star infielder in Eduardo Escobar, that was a big move for them. Adding to their bullpen, which you kind of expected them to do. We've been talking about that for a while. And I think maybe even part of it is the biggest acquisition that they have made happened in May when they made the trade with Tampa to get Willy Adames and at the time Trevor Richards, who they since traded. Nothing has been bigger than what they did to get Willy Adames. So I think even just using the trade deadline as an example, the Brewers are kind of flying under the radar a little bit, but I think they're okay with that for now.
Chatting with Sophia, so do you think when you think about the last few years and what the Brewers can be in the postseason, do you think it really does come down to, hey, now they have three legitimate top line starters, so this is a team that could go deep into October?
Absolutely. I mean, I think, look, first of all, the Brewers have never been in this position at this point in the season. This is their best record, their best mark, even just their best position in the standings. Right?
Are they good? Like, when I watch them,
they're good.
Wait, Chewy, do you think they're good?
Like when I wanted to ask.
When I watch them, Sophia, so you're sure that they're good? Because I sometimes wonder. They win all these games. They their pitchers are the stars, so they are good. That's what I'm wondering.
I would put their pitching staff when they are healthy against any team's starting rotation. I think they have great pieces in the bullpen. I think this is just, you know, pitching being the strength of their team. I think this is the most talented they've been. I think this is the most balanced they've been. And I think this is the deepest they've been. And we're not talking about a small sample size now, right? We're talking about over 100 games, you know, knock on all the things. Fortunately, the majority of the pitching staff has been healthy. They've been consistent. They've been productive. You very rarely see short starts for them. I think that's honestly been one of the most underrated things that they have done, is just the volume of innings that they're able to give on a nightly basis, over the week, a month, et cetera. What that does for the bullpen, keeping guys fresh, in line, good spots. I just think, yeah, they have all the pieces. And, you know, there's obviously still a lot of baseball left before we get to the postseason.
You mentioned staying healthy. John Axford comes back to the mm-hmm. Brewers, which was that as bizarre as it seemed like to me? Like, that was he was on TV,
right.
He was in the Olympics, then he was on the Brewers, and I thought it was kind of a joke, like right. Where he was coming back to retire with the team. And like, was this something you saw coming?
Not at all, no. And I don't think anybody saw it coming. I mean, even John Axford himself didn't see it coming until like 3 days ago. So it is a crazy story, right? I mean, he's 38, and if you followed this team in 2011, you know how valuable he was to that team. They don't make it to the postseason without him when he had 46 saves. And he gave this organization a handful of really good seasons. And then he bounced around since then, and he hadn't pitched in the major leagues since 2018. Part of that was injury, and then the pandemic happened, and there just weren't opportunities for him. So yeah, as you said, he started out as a TV analyst, then it was pitching with Team Canada in Olympic qualifiers. Then he realized, like, oh, my stuff's pretty good. I'm hitting 96, sometimes 98. So they signed him to a minor league contract, and he had pitched in 9 games in AAA. And then, you know, I think part of it too was the Brewers, considering the COVID situation of being down 4 relievers, you know, they need depth. And because the trade deadline has passed, these are the only types of moves that you can make, is acquiring players that aren't on a 40-man roster. So they took a chance on him. It was a great story. It was great to see him. Unfortunately, he did get hurt Monday night. But, yeah, it definitely took us all by surprise, for sure. No one saw it coming.
Is complacency a concern? Because they are, you know, if things keep trending the way they are going to clinch fairly early. Are they concerned about that at all, the coaching staff?
No, I think it's honestly, it's way too early for that. I mean, are they in a great position? Yes. Have they done everything well enough to put themselves in that position? Yes. But I think they also recognize, like, we have 2 months of baseball left, right? Like, we are by no means at the finish line. And, you know, Craig Council was asked about that over the weekend, of even considering the record and the position. Does that at all change how you line up your pitching staff, you know, the decisions that you make day to day? And he said, no, like, we're not there yet. It's still too early for that. Maybe that conversation changes as we get into September and you assess kind of what your, hopefully by then, what your lead is, what your position in the division and the postseason races. So I think that's more of a conversation for September, but it's too soon for August.
Most importantly, Sophia, where do you stand on dressing your dog up in clothes and other accessories?
I guess I'm on the conservative end of the spectrum. He gets, you know, the basics of like a leash or a harness. I do have a Brewers jersey for him, and I will say that I purchased that solely for the purpose of his cardboard cutout last season when we obviously couldn't have fans.
I didn't know if it was for your Instagram game also, if you were trying to like get that up.
Well, it did end up on Instagram, so I guess dual purpose, for the cardboard cutout and for the gram. But beyond that, I don't have any.
So sweaters in the winter, necklaces, other accessories, sunglasses.
No, I don't do that. No. I mean, I do have, this sounds crazy. I do have a jacket for him for when it's really cold out. But I mean like, you know, like the minus 20 polar vortex, like.
How do you feel about the jacket for the dog when it's cold?
Let me ask you a dumb question because I'm not a dog. Why, have I ever asked a smart question? Do dogs get cavities?
Yes.
Like, are there doggy dentists?
Oh, yeah, you have to get their teeth cleaned every year. Like, it's the same sort of
thing. Really? Yeah, I mean,
actually, you have to put them under. It's like a pretty intense thing.
Yeah,
dog teeth cleaned because shocker, they don't like it.
And Chewy remembers when my dog had all
breath.
Of its. Well, the breath was not good. Almost all the teeth were pulled. Maddie was down to about 5 teeth. She was 16 years old, and Chewy could not be in the same room with her breath at that point. Yeah, it could get a little rough. No, I just wondering. Harper had gotten the dog a Hawaiian shirt that she put on yesterday, and the dog was so miserable. So I just want to.
I noticed it because I plugged my computer in at Gabe's desk. Look at his chair; it's covered in dog hair.
Yeah, I mean that's Sophia. That's your life, right? Are you are you ever on TV and you're like, I need to lint brush it out because I'm covered in dog hair right now?
No, not really. My dog has short hair. He does shed. I mean, all dogs shed, right? But I think he also knows, like, I also strategically get dressed, like, in my work clothes, kind of like the last thing I do before I get out the door. I usually have, you know, something like leggings or whatever on until I put on, you know, my work costume, and then I go out the door.
Opportunities. I think she alluded to her dog knowing. She's like, my dog knows. Like, look, I can't be showing up with hair.
Like, please don't jump on this dress. Please, you know, like, he's 11. He's old.
It was hard enough for me to have kids because they're disgusting. I can't even imagine a dog.
Sophia, you can judge a lot. You know all about someone's true character by how they feel about dogs. And Chewy, character revealing on a Wednesday morning. Sophia, thanks for everything.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. Yeah. I'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, thanks. There is Sophia Minnert from the Milwaukee Brewers. Always great to see her. The John Axford thing's bizarre, right?
It is weird.
Dude, who would be the equivalent of that for the Packers if it's just like... Hey, Randall Cobb's back. No, I'm just kidding. No, come on, Randall Cobb.
I mean, if you're going by era, like John Ashford last pitched for the Brewers in 2011, 2012.
How old is Randall Cobb? He's 29. He's young.
Didn't Amon Green come back for a second?
No, but Amon Green now would be that. Like, yeah. Right? Like, isn't he? Like,
yeah.